We're continuing on in Isivo Shalom on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the first piece, we're going back into Ot Bet. Back into Ot Bet. I know it's been a while, but we're going to jump right back in. Okay? Excellent. Let's go. Ot Bet. Od Yish Lavin Bazeh. So we can also understand from this. Al Pima Shekatuv B'Sefer HaKadosh Kedush HaSlevi. So the Kedush HaSlevi, the Holy Kedush HaSlevi says, Yadua Sheyoma Kippurim Eino Mechaper Rak Ad Sheyachnis Atzmo Legeder Ha'ayin. Says the Kedush HaSlevi, very, very deep. Everything the Kedush HaSlevi says is the deepest of the deep. That it's Yadua. I didn't know this. Now we're now all finding out together. But he says it's known. Now we're all finding out. It's known that Yom Kippur isn't Mechaper until a person brings themselves into the reality of Ayin. The reality of nothingness, of nullification. That's how Yom Kippur can be Mechaper. Shiumar, Ani, Uma Sheyeshli, V'chol HaKochot Sheli. And when a person says, me, and everything that I am, and everything that I have, and all of my capacities, HaKol Hu LaHaborei Barach Shemo, everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which, by the way, is a very deep insight. Rav Akiva Tatz points this out. That when Sifrei Chassidut talk about nullifying the self, he says, and I think I'm quoting correctly, I heard this years ago, but I always loved the way he clarified it, is that he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says to nullify oneself or a God, to subjugate oneself before God. He says, it's not that a person wants to go and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm nothing, I don't care about anything, whatever you want to do with me, I don't care, I'm nothing. He says, that's not a servant, that's a nuisance, that's totally useless. When you say, I don't care, whatever you want, I don't care. He says, no, what does it mean to nullify oneself? And that's what he's saying here, this, in his words, here his words. What does it mean to, when the Sefer HaKadosh say to nullify oneself? It means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only thing I care about is you, and I'm totally committed only to you, what you want me to do. But I'm fired up to serve you. I'm removing all of my stuff. I'm removing all of my inclinations. I'm removing all of my hang-ups. I'm removing all of my physical desires. And I'm burning with a fire to serve you. That's nullifying oneself before God. It's not chas v'shalom to mean you're a lump on a log. Nullifying oneself, being I and being nothing, means that I'm removing all of my stuff and committing my core being that God created to God. It's a very, very important point to emphasize. It's a total, that's what it means. When the Sefer talk about Ayin, Efes, nullifying your Yeshut and your Anochiut, that's what it's talking about. And that's what he says here. That he says, Shiomar, when he says, the definition of that person is Ayin, is nothing. What does it mean when I make myself into a nothing? It means that I say me and everything I am and every capacity I have, it's all for you. That's getting rid of myself. That's what the Sefer Chassidut mean. Hakol Abayi Parach Shmo. The Az Midabek Atzmo Midat Ayin. That's clinging to the Midah of Ayin. Ayin means nothingness, but it's not that I'm nothing. It means that I'm nothing. Meaning that all of my stuff is nothing. But everything that I am is committed to you. Everything that you built, everything that you put in this world, the physical body that you gave me, the mental capacities that you gave me, the intellectual capacities that you gave me, the spiritual capacities that you gave me, the emotional capacities you gave me, all of that's focused on you. That's nullifying myself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akad Lashono. That was the Kedushas Levi. V'atam, madua shayach kol zeh dafka b'yom ha-kippurim. Why is it specifically connected to Yom Kippur? Why is this a concept for Yom Kippur? Lefi shebechol ha-shana, ein adam misugal lehagia lebichinat bitula yeshut hamuchlat. Because the rest of the year, a person can't get into a total and complete nullification of self. Ki eich yesh mivatel yesh. Because how can I nullify myself? By default, if I'm nullifying myself, I'm doing it, and the emphasis is on me. So how can something nullify itself? Because I'm already a thing. I did it. I now feel good that I nullified myself, that I got rid of all my stuff. So what does that mean? How can I do it? Ki eith yesh mevatel yesh. Rak b'yom ha-kippurim sgulat ha-yom shiyudi yachol la'giya bo levatel et atzmo v'itu ha-yishut ha-muchlat. Only on Yom Kippur can I be totally nullified before Hashem. Can I totally give myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? U'kilshono ha-kadosh shel HaKadosh HaSlevi, as the Kadosh Levi himself says, top of the next page, Yadua Shiyom HaKibim Eno Mechaper Ad Shivatel Kol Yishuto, that it's known that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper until you're Mevatel, until you nullify your whole being. He says, Dahainu, Shizeh Itzumo Shel Yom, this is the essence of the day, to be nullified before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give myself up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to clear away that space, and to let myself be filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let that be Metaher me. to totally give myself up and commit myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Od Nevaer Sham, he also explains there. Sod Hayishtacha Vaya Shal Yom HaKippurim. The foundation of the bowing that we do, that we actually get to bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fully on Yom Kippur. Shebishaat Hayishtacha Vaya HaKohen HaGadol Haya Mechavein Shekol Ma Sheyesh Bo HaKol HaBorei Baruch. Meaning, what did it mean? And think about it. And this year, if you get to do the Hayishtacha Vaya, if Yerushal does the actual, at least bowing mostly to the floor. When I was in Yeshiva, the Gadol HaDor would daven for Yom Kippur, he would actually do a full, he would lie flat on the ground. But we at least, many of us in Rosh Hashanah, some of us also in Yom Kippur, to at least we get down on our knees and on our hands and on our face. To think about that, to take in that moment, I find it such a powerful moment. To think about what he's saying here. That I'm nothing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm lying on the floor. I'm down on the ground. I'm completely nullified before you. And to think about the implications of that when people would have to do that, Lolina, before a flesh and blood king, when they would go down and do that before a king, they were basically saying, I'm down on the floor. If you choose to chop my head off with a sword, then that's it, I'm dead, I'm done. Meaning, I'm literally giving myself over to you. I'm nothing before you. And we're saying it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I go down on my knees, and I go down on my hands and my face. I'm going down on my knees and my hands and face because I'm mamish, I'm nothing before you. To internalize that, to take that in, to really feel that moment of nullification before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a physical level, on a way that we don't get to do any other day of the year. V'yesh la'avin. This is the meaning when the Kohanim and the nation, when they would stand in the Azara, when they would hear the glorious name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they would bow down and go on their faces, and they would completely bow before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That in that moment they came to a total nullification of self. In front of this name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so awe-inspiring that they were nullified before it. She says, "Soda kapara shel kippurim." This is where the kapara of Yom HaKippurim comes from. Ki mashmaut ha'ishtachava'a ki shiyudi mevate befoal et heyoto batel mevutal kol yishev rach. That a person gives oneself up totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. De kri'a hi bitul rak b'moach b'lev. That when I bow from the waist, that's only a bitul of my mind and my heart when I'm bowing from the waist. Ve'afshar shetehei gam b'chol yimot ha'shana. That I can do the rest of the days of the year. Aval hishtachava b'shpishut yadayim v'raglayim miramezet al bitul ha'muchlat shu batel mevutal mikav v'raglo v'ad roshol ha'shem b'rach. When I'm not just bowing from my waist up, I'm bowing my whole being, my whole body's on the floor. I'm subjugating, I'm nullifying my whole being, my whole self to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Yom Kippur mindset. That's what Yom Kippur is about. V'zeh shayach rak b'yom HaKippurim. This is only shayach on Yom Kippur. V'zeh gam perush HaKatul. This also explains the pasuk. Uva'u ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'anidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yishtachavu la'ashem b'har HaKodesh. That when we say in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we quote the Pasuk, that those who were lost in Ashur, and those who were sent away to Eretz Mitzrayim, they're going to come back and return, and they're going to bow down to Hashem on the holy mountain, in the Beis HaMikdash. B'Pasuk HaZeh, Nichlala B'china Hayirudot Yoter. This Pasuk is talking about the lowest people. People who are gone in Mamish, gone to Ashur. They're lost in Ashur. They're lost Mamish all the way back to Mitzrayim. Ha'ovdim v'aridachim rachmanim, so those who were lost, those who were pushed off. Asher ha'etza avuram hi ha'ishtachavaya. How do you get back? If I know I messed up this year, and I'm mamish, I'm worried. Maybe I am in Ashur. Maybe I am in Mitzrayim internally. Maybe I am an oved. Maybe I am an idach. Maybe I have been pushed off. Maybe I have gotten totally lost. There's an etza here. How do I get back? I get back through the essence of ishtachavaya, through the act of ishtachavaya. But through the essence of Ishtachava, by completely subjugating myself and giving myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how far cast off I am, no matter how far I've walked off the path, that's how I get back. That's how I get back. Kemo Shamru al Zeb Midrash, it says in the Midrash, Gedola Ishtachava Shehakol Bizchut Ishtachava. How great Ishtachava is that everything comes from Ishtachava. My Rebbe, learning from these things and other sources, he would always love to talk about this. It's so sad that we can't bow down all the time, that we've given it up because of what it looks like what the non-Jews are doing. That the Hishtachava is so important and we're missing this today. This sense of being able to truly give myself up, to nullify myself, to let go, to just let go. A beautiful phrase. I don't know if there's other connotations to it. I don't think that there are. But a beautiful phrase that somebody told me from AA. Is the concept of let go and let God. It's such a beautiful idea. Let go and let God. It's still the essence of what's being said here. We have so many things we're stuck on, so many things we're hung up on, so many things we say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want kapara, but like, I don't know if I can give up this aspect of Lashon Hara. I don't know if I can give up this aspect of eating poorly. I don't know if I can give up this aspect of issues ben ish l'isha. I don't know if I can give up this streaming service. I don't know if I can give up this television show. I don't know if I can give up this, whatever the thing is by all of us. I don't know, whatever the thing may be. I don't know. The answer is, you can. I can give it up. I can. I just don't have ishtachava anymore. I don't know what it means to bow. I don't know what it means to nullify myself. I don't know what it means to really commit. But I can. And I'm in Kippur, I can get to that place while I'm bowing literally, while I'm bowing internally, metaphorically, spiritually. I can get to that place on Yom Kippur, which I can't do any other day of the year. I can totally nullify myself. I can commit myself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fully go all in, for real, just go all in and give myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a real way. You know, to me, I and this is not a judgment, it's a reflection. It's a challenge for all of us. One of the things that's always saddest to me is at the end of Yom Kippur, you know, we daven like crazy. We daven like crazy shachris. We daven like crazy musaf. We get a little bit worn out by Mincha. And then as we're getting worn out at Mincha, then somebody gets up to give the Ne'ilah Shasha and to pump us up, and we cry our eyes out at Ne'ilah. And then we finally sing and dance at the end of Yom Kippur. And then Marv's like 2.5 minutes long because everybody's running to eat. And I'm standing there going like, no, the whole point was to get to here. This is the first clean davening. We just made it. Don't give it up. And I have to like find another meeting to do Kiddush Levana because they're done with Kiddush Levana by the time I'm done with Kriyat Shema. It's like meaning like we just got there. We just did it. We just committed ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's be real. Let's be real for a minute. I'm not saying it's going to last, but let it last 5 minutes. Let it last 5 minutes. Say Kriyat Shema with Kavana. Say First Pasuk with Kavana. Say Baruch Shem with Kavana. Say Shmona Esrei with Kavana. Like we just got there. When you go out, what's the first thing to myself? And think to yourself beforehand if you have to. What's the first thing I'm going to do after Yom Kippur? There's a beautiful minhag, which this year may be harder for some of us, but if not, and you can do it, so maybe this will be the first year you do it. I love this when I heard this minhag. Motze Yom Kippur, after you break your fast, you go and you build your sukkah, and every year since then, Motze Yom Kippur, I go and I build the sukkah, and you feel how great it is. You jump into the mitzvah. You jump into the mitzvah. What am I doing Motze Yom Kippur? What's the first thing I'm running to? When I have kapara now, I have a clean slate. What am I doing with that? Did Yom Kippur change me and purify me, or was I changed by Yom Kippur? Did it wash me clean? Or did I cleanse myself in a way where I'm somebody totally different? Again, I'm not saying to look around the room to judge anybody else, chas v'shalom. And maybe they're just, and for many of us, we're just worn out after Ne'ilah. And I'm not judging anyone. But for everybody in this room, for everybody in this Zoom room, for anybody who's listening in this, who's taking the time out to listen to something like this, think to yourself, not just about Yom Kippur, think about the 5, 10, 15 minutes, hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, the night of Motzei Yom Kippur. The next morning, there's a minute to go to Shacharis early the next morning. There's a minute to do so. The shuls that I used to go to, they started 5 or 10 minutes early on the day after Yom Kippur, Shacharis. Many shuls do that. Don't just let it be a nice, cute thing. Judaism is not cute. Cute is not a word to apply to God or to Torah. It's very deep to say, no, today I'm going early. Even if it's for one day, today I'm going early. But to say even better than that, what am I going to do when I go early? And if the answer is that they're just starting davening early, so the answer is nothing, then you ask yourself a different question. If we're starting 5 minutes early, then we're ending 5 minutes early. What am I doing with those 5 minutes? And maybe, every day I actually have 5 minutes and I can keep that going. Think about it. Think about how to really nullify ourselves for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Commit ourselves. Dedicate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yom Kippur to become Yom Kippur Jews. To become Yom Kippur Dika Jews. That's a whole different mindset. This, for this group, this is why I keep this year going. This is not Shana Aleph anymore. I can't say this to Shana Aleph. Shana Aleph, I gotta be careful to say to even get off of Netflix right now. Right? They're just now getting out of Bidud. They've been surviving on Netflix and Torah, which is a weird combo, and I'm not sure how that's working. Right? That's how they've been living and surviving. And food being delivered to their doors. It's very funny. None of them are listening to this. They warned us, it's like, just know it's gonna be a process. They've had everything delivered to their door for the last 2 weeks, so it's going to be a slow detox of, you need to do it on your own and we don't serve you. Like, that's, the bar is a low bar to cross for Shana Aleph right now that just got out of Bidud. We have to sort of retrain them to be normal. Speaking about getting rid of your sense of ego, there's going to be a lot of de-egoizing going on in the yeshiva world right now, and the seminary world right now. And we're recognizing it. I mean, the administration mentioned it and noted it and said, just be aware that it might be unusual, the request might be unusual, and the response needs to be appropriate, but help them detox from Bidud. But my point is, like, again, here, for that group, it's a different conversation. For people who are learning here together, like, who else can you say that to? I'm saying it to you, because who else, with what other cover can we talk about this? Not just to think about Yom Kippur. He said, what's more intense than Yom Kippur? And I'm telling you, the only thing more intense than Yom Kippur is, let's get into it together. The Motzei Yom Kippur. Let's get into this year the Motzei Yom Kippur. Let the Motzei Yom Kippur be our testimony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we were genuine in our commitment on Yom Kippur itself. All different. Let's be real. Let's be real. Let's take it forward. Let's be real and take it forward. Continuing on. From wherever we left off, which was, we got far. There we go. Vigam, v'zegam perusha katuv uvav v'din, that we also did good. Keep going forward. Sorry, I lost my place totally. Asher itzav ram b'shachavaya tov. Kemo shemru al zev v'midrash. As the Medrash says, the first line is gedola. It's around 8 lines from the end of Bet, before Gimel, around 8 lines up. Gedola. Gedola yishtachavaa. How great is yishtachavaa? How great is bowing? Of really bowing. Sha'kol b'schut ha'ishtachavah. It says in Bereishit Rabbah that everything comes in the schus of bowing. Why is bowing so important? Because this is what bowing is all about. It all comes from subjugation, from nullification of the self. Dahainu, b'koach ha'itbatlut, from the ability to totally nullify oneself. Umoneh, v'holech sham et kol ha'madrigot ha'elyonot, shezachu l'halam Yisrael b'koach ha'ishtachavah. And then it goes in the medrash and it lists all of the levels that a person can achieve, the lofty levels a person can achieve through bowing, through subjugating oneself. V'zeh pirush lifnei Hashem titaro. And that's what it means that we purify ourselves before Hashem. Al yidei hahitbatlut. By nullifying ourselves, by committing ourselves completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lifnei Hashem titaro. Then we completely commit our, then we can become completely purified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'al zeh amar Rabbi Akiva. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Ashreichem Yisrael. How praiseworthy, how wonderful are you, Klal Yisrael. Sha'avichem shabashamayim mitaharetchem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitaharas. HaKavanah. Sha'taharatchem hi al yidei ha'itbatlut ha'avichem shabashamayim. That our purification comes from our nullification before God. Umidamehu shapir l'tarat mikveh, and then it makes sense to compare it to a mikveh. That just like the mikveh is metaher tzmeim, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metar us. Ki omnam atarab mikveh, what is the purification? What is the experience of the mikveh? Hi al yidei shadam nichnas kulo mitachat lamayim. You have to go completely under the water. Bifchinat yitpardut makor atara. To nullify oneself to the source of tara. Those of us who have the schus to go to mikvah, and those of us who haven't yet, Peshat Vol Mishlachish, have the schus to go soon. But to have the schus to be able to go to a mikveh, to go in and to go underneath that water. And if you haven't, you've had the experience of even going, the experience of going to by the ocean, and to going underneath the water in the ocean. It's, I mean, it is a mikveh, but like, meaning, if you can still relate to the experience. But certainly if you've gone to a mikveh, when you go under the water, you feel that you're lost in the sea. You're lost in the endlessness. You're a speck of dirt in this infinite nature of the Yam. That's why many of the Sfarim point out that Yam, that the letters of Yam, Yud and Mem. No, that the letters of Yud and Mem, yeah, are 50. That 40 and 40 and 10 is 50. 50 is Shahr HaNun, it's the 50th gate. It's beyond. That it's totally beyond all things. That when you go to the Yam, when you look at the endlessness of the sea, you feel an expression of eternity. You feel that you've gone beyond. You feel you're looking at the beyond. It gives you an experience of feeling so small. It gives the vastness of what's beyond you. So too, again, you go into the mikveh, you go into those waters, you're totally nullified in those waters of the mikveh. I'm nothing anymore. I'm totally nullified. To have that kavanah when a person goes into the mikveh. I can't wait to be able to go back when it's safe to go back. Right? I try to go once a week every Erev Shabbos. It's been since Erev Purim. Right? You know, it's just like so many things in life that we don't even remember that we've lost. So to go back to that, to nullify oneself, to feel that you're totally given over to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like when you go into that mikveh or you go into the sea, you feel totally nothing. So too, I'm going into this Yom Kippur, we're walking in to the mikvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is our mikvah, says Rabbi Akiva. We're walking into the mikvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. I'm totally nullified before His infinite vastness, and I'm totally nullified to Him. I'm subjugated to Him, and I'm connected to Him. I'm totally batzul mevutzel before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Yom Kippur. That's the reality of Yom Kippur. Gimel or no Gimel? What do you say? Keep going? All right, keep going. Let's do Gimel. We're going to do it a little bit quicker. We'll do it a little bit quicker so we can end on time. But let's see what he has to say. Uf'oven nosaf, totally different. When he splits up the Aleph and Gimel, it's always on the same topic, but he'll take it in a different way usually. So he says, taking it in a different way. Uf'oven nosaf, let's clear the palate. Uf'oven nosaf, in a different way. Yesh la'avin shesod ha-kapara shiyom ha-kippurim, that the foundation of kapara on Yom Kippur nichlal be'ashreichem Yisrael avichem shabashamay meterevchem, that it's included in joyous and praiseworthy is Klal Yisrael, that our Father in Heaven, He purifies us. Hainu shakapara hi al yideish yudish ma'amik v'koveya b'nafsho et ha-kara shebanim atem Hashem lokechem v'ki hu yiparach nikra avichem shashmayim. Beautiful. He says, what affects the kapara of Yom Kippur? It's the recognition. It's the joy that I take and the recognition that I have. That I know in my soul that I belong to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're the children of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that He's called our Father in Heaven. Ki nei hatana kadosh Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva says, "B'amro Ashrecham Yisrael, how praised will you call Yisrael?" V'talmidor Rabbi Meir shamar bein kachu vein kach kruim banim, and like his son Rabbi Meir, and like his student Rabbi Meir, who said, no matter what, whether we do the right thing by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we do mitzvot, or we do the wrong thing by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we do averus, it doesn't matter. Bein kach u bein kach, either way, we remain His children. Bein kodem achet, top of the next column, before the sin, I'm God's son, before the sin, I'm God's prince, before the sin, I'm God's prince, before the sin, we're all God's children, we're His princes and princesses. And after the sin, bein la'achar achet, even when I sin, I'm still the child of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I've heard so many drushes about this, but for some reason it hit me in a very different way this year. As we're saying every day, twice a day now, Avinu Malkeinu in Shacharis and Mincha. To really internalize that, think of all the things, the very deep things, the very important things, the very powerful things we're diving for in Avinu Malkeinu. And before it's we cry out, Avinu Malkeinu, only the King can do this. But who is our King? Avinu. Avinu is Malkeinu. Can you imagine? Can we internalize that? The King of all kings, we're speaking to Him directly, but the King doesn't have to do for us. But we're saying, no, not just King who can do everything. Tati, Abba, Avinu, Malkeinu. For some reason it hit me, I heard a speech we brought into campus of Rav Moshe Weinberg. He gave a beautiful speech about it, and I felt it not hit me. And for some reason, his speech finally hit me a few years later. It finally struck me. Just when I said when I'm saying the words, Avinu Malkeinu. Maybe because I'm just like davening harder this year in a way that I haven't in years before because of the nature of the state of things. But to just crying out Avinu and to then move it into Malkeinu, just to recognize that. Beforehand, after we sinned, we didn't sin, it doesn't matter. We're always God's children. And that's why we can always have the strength, the chutzpah, the strength, however you want to look at it. We can always come back in terms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, bring me back, take me back, help me fix it. V'talmidor Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Shegilat Godel Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, and the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who his is the Zohar, that revealed the greatness of the Av of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. This says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Yomalei Havu Yedin Yisrael Godel Rechimuta Derachim Lom Kutcha Brichu Yisrael Havu Merimin Lebushaihu Ushkain Kekfirin Umiratin Avatre Kulam B'divrei HaKadoshim. I didn't totally understand all the words there, but the point is, he's saying there that if we truly understood how much Rachman he has, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we'd fall apart from it. Our whole life would stop from it. If we recognize how much he loves us. Kulam b'divrehem, whether we're talking about Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Meir, or Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, or all of the great Gedolim of generations past. Kulam b'divrehem ha'kadoshim gilat ha'inyan ha'niskav shel avichem shebashamayim mitaharetchem, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father, who's being mitar us. Shiyudi ya'amin be'emunah shleimah, that we believe with full belief. Ki af le'achar kol asher chatavi ki kal b'meshech kol ha'shana, that no matter what I did this year, no matter how much I sinned, Harei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avichem Shebashamayim HaMetaheretchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father in Shemayim and He's purifying us. It doesn't matter what we did. It doesn't matter how far we feel. It doesn't matter how far we feel. I remember, Lolim, there was a student that I had. There was a student who couldn't go to davening on Yom Kippur. She couldn't go to davening on Yom Kippur. When she would go to davening and she'd say the Alchitz, She was psychologically predisposed to be depressed, and it would get her into a tailspin of depression. Al chait, and she would just feel like garbage, and it would send her into a dangerous depression. She wasn't allowed to go to shul on Yom Kippur. And I'm not saying that for her to understand this. That's a psychological thing. I'm not commenting on her, but I'm saying that's to the extreme. But the idea is, we all in our own level feel when we're saying ashamnu, bagadnu, al chait. I know I'm nothing. Where really, what am I doing here? I'll tell you what we're doing here. When you turn to your parents and say, yes, I did wrong, but I want to do better. When you say that to your parents, they take you back. If you really mean it, if you really cry. I've said this before, it's like one of my sons. So if you catch him on something, he's a little too smart. He can explain it away. He can always explain why it wasn't really bad or he didn't really do it. But the moments where I catch him while he's doing it, and I say, and I stop him, he stops and his face goes white. And he doesn't argue. He doesn't try to get out of it. If he sees that I caught him while he's doing it, he just starts to bawl. I was like about to say, I didn't even say anything yet. I've yelled at him before, he doesn't do anything. When I catch him while he goes white. And he just bawls. And I forget what he did. And you have to go over and hug him. How could I not go over and hug him? My son is in pain. My son feels hurt. My son is embarrassed about what he did. My son knows that he did wrong and wants to be better. Kal v'chomer b'menoshel, kal v'chomer b'menoshel, kal v'chomer. We come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur. So we sinned. So we need to cry. We need to cry. Abba, Tati, I didn't, I can't believe I did that. You're right, I did it. You know everything that I thought, you know everything that I did, and I did it, and I was wrong, and it was terrible. Please forgive me, please take me back. And he's waiting with open arms. He can't say no to us crying to him. He can't say no. Bein kach u bein kach. Either way, we're the bottom of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, we can get Kaparin Yom Kippur. Because we're able to turn to Avinu Malkeinu. And he's waiting to take us back. Ukimosha Amar, Rav HaKadosh Mi Avrich, Zichotei Elinu, as the Rav Mi Avrich said, Yudi She'enu Ma'amin Sha'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'Shochein Itam B'Toch Tumultam. That a Jew who doesn't believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us even when we sin, even when we're Tamed. Gam Hu La'Apikoris Yechashiv. That person is not Bikoris, he said. If you think that God isn't here with you, if you think that God isn't with you right now because of your sins, you're an apikoros. You're negating, you're going against the fundamentals of Judaism. You're required, even though you're tamei, you're required to dig deep and know and understand and believe. To know that I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu despite that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with me because I'm always his child. Umarana Kadosh Mikuvrin Zakotel Amar, the Rav Mikuvrin said, Misha'enu Misugal Amod Bitfila Lifanavi Parach, Afilu Acharesh Nichnal Ba'avirach Hamrash Bachamarot, that a person, Lo Aleinu, a person who feels like he can't stand and daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I've sinned so much. And it feels like they can't pour their heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mamish cry. Adayin lo derech darach afilo matana chasidut. He said a person who thinks that because they sin they can't cry to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because they sin they can't dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because they sin they can't turn to and give themselves up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person who says that, they haven't begun to step the first step of chasidus. And he adds on and says, V'achar kach osif, he says after that, al mapatana yehadut, you haven't stepped the first step of Judaism. The first step of Judaism is, you're connected to God and never forget it. Even when you want to be disconnected from God, even when you dare to pretend you can rebel against God, even when you're angry and you want to spit in God's face, you can't. We're always His children. Kal v'chomer, those of us here, hulo aleinu, yes, sinned this year. We can all go back, because we're all connected to Him, we can all go back. And we can all cry, and He's waiting to take us back. Because the whole reality of Judaism and Hasidus, is to know that no matter what, we're called children. No matter what, we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Pasuk says. Elokim, Becha Batachti, Keel Ashuva. Kashir Yishpo Etakoach Shel Becha Batachti. When I totally believe in you, when I have faith in you, as El Ashuva, then I can come back to you. This is where we can get to on Yom Kippur. Then we can be full in our reality and the feeling of that our Father in Heaven, we can purify us. Being mitar before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm His child, I'm before Him, I'm crying before Him, I'm connected to Him, I'm davuk to Him, I'm part of Him. And that brings me my tahara by itself. Last paragraph. V'nei tzadikim pershu ma'amar katuv. The tzadikim explain the pasuk mikveh Yisrael Hashem, that the mikveh of Klal Yisrael is Hashem. Shehim gimel inyanim ha-metaharim et ha'isha mi-Yisrael. That these are the three things that are metaher a person in Klal Yisrael. Mikveh metahar Yehudi. That a mikveh is metahar a Jew. Yisrael metahar Yehudi. That Yisrael is Bitar a Jew. Hayu shal yidei shiudi davuk umikushar li Yisrael. That by joining together with Klal Yisrael, achiv hareu mitaheroto, we can get purification just by clinging to Klal Yisrael. Clinging in this day and age to our families. Clinging in this day and age, if we're allowed to when it's safe, to our kehila in our shuls, our smogi in our shuls, bezrat Hashem soon to our whole kehila. Or whether we're even just connecting to Klal Yisrael. To the eight of us here, this is connecting to Klal Yisrael. Again, I mentioned this in the past, but to me, it's so powerful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to bring this magifa till we had Zooms and Google Hangouts and whatever other platforms there are. We shouldn't always just give it to Zoom. But whatever they are, we have all these Zooms, we have all these things. The Dafka, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to a place to both be by ourselves, but to still allow all of us to connect. Some of you I haven't learned within years. And because we're all in isolation and can't go anywhere, we're learning together and by face-to-face. Think about the mind-blowing realities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create. Think about that. We haven't been able to learn together until now that we can't learn, we can't be in the same room together. It's an amazing thing. It's a wild thing. But the idea is that no matter what, however in our generation, right now, however in this day and age, connecting to Klal Yisrael, we're doing. Connecting to Klal Yisrael's mitzahir. The mikvah's mitzahir, connecting to Klal Yisrael's mitzahir. V'inyan Yisrael u'gamkin ba'asher advekut. Ba'asher advekut b'Yisrael achav mevi'a utal liyot davuk b'ashem brach. By connecting to Klal Yisrael, we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al-yidei shu davuk liyudim v'vatel liyudim v'yodeh shu agarua mikulam. Ba'amizel yidukut b'ashem. When you go and you realize, when you're in a group of beautiful other Jews and you realize I'm nothing compared to them. Look at how he learns. Look at how she davens. Look at the chesed that he's doing. Look at the kibbut av'im she's doing. When I realize that I'm nothing, so that makes me davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it nullifies me a little more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, umikana inan shekodim Yom Kippurim. That's why from Yom Kippur, mochel kol yudi l'chavirav. That we need to give mechila one to another. Bechlal adviv l'yisrael. Why to bind us together? When I'm mochel you, I let it go and we become one again. We connect again. We need to come together as one klal yisrael because that's part of the hitbatlut and the dvekut of Yom Kippur. That's what the Divrei Shmuel says. Le'achad shenichnas elav ifnei kol nidre, that an individual came before him before kol nidre. Kishenafsho marala v'yotir, who was mamish bitter, and he came before him before Yom Kippur. V'sha'al eich nichnasim li'yom ha'kippur, how do I go to Yom Kippur? How do I get into Yom Kippur? How am I going to go into Yom Kippur? And so the Divrei Shmuel replied, V'yishivo toch kidei shehu tzatzal be'atzmo nichnas le'beit ha'kneset, mit idan in inat, in inam, mit idan in inam. Which, if you understand Yiddish, definitely meant something to you, if you understood Yiddish. That totally killed the punchline of the story, I apologize, but I have no idea how to speak Yiddish. If you know Yiddish, feel free to chime in. I don't know what that said. In any event, he was saying that, Ki al yedei advekut b'Yisrael, through clinging to Klal Yisrael, magi'im l'dvekut b'Hashem, that we can get to a dvekut with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So da kaparash yivim shef ne'ash v'itaro, that foundation of Yom Kippur, which is that we're purified before Hashem. Bezrat Hashem, we should be able to connect to this concept of being totally nullified, to nullify ourselves before our Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be on fire, to only serve Him. That's what nullification is, to be on fire, to only serve Him. That I'm on fire, that I'm only belonging to You. To feel that on Yom Kippur, to get into that on Yom Kippur, to let that purify me on Yom Kippur. To get into that space in Yom Kippur, for this Chevra, to be Moshech that, to draw that into the Maariv after Yom Kippur, to draw that into the Motzei Yom Kippur, draw that into the day after Yom Kippur. And to connect with the reality of, that we're able to come before our Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way because we're Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And that's why He's going to take us back, and when we ask to do this, and we beg to do this, He's going to take us back. And do that through connecting to Klal Yisrael. Again, no matter what situation we're in shul, with the kehillah, with our family if we're at home, by myself, connecting to the Jew inside if I'm literally in bidud lolling. Whatever the case may be, to connect to Klal Yisrael, to ask mechila before Klal Yisrael, to reunite Klal Yisrael, and through that to come into Yom Kippur. But through all of these things, by nullifying ourselves on all of these levels and remembering that we're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be able to feel the full kapara of Yom Kippur, to be cleansed by Yom Kippur, fully cleansed by Yom Kippur, and to come out fresh and clean into a brand new year, a new year that's a fresh, new, beautiful year to come along with our new selves, clear of all sin, clear of all magefa, clear of all tzarot, clear of all machla and all sickness. We should come into a, we should come fresh into a fresh year with full kapara and only tov, Bezrat Shem, like all of us. Shkoach, everybody.